This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're with Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Good morning, Anastasia.
Good morning, darling.
Morning, Melbourne.
Oh my God, how gorgeous was yesterday?
Yeah, it was a beautiful day.
25 degrees.
Last night was really warm too.
Yeah, it was beautiful. How did you spend your day? Did you get a tan? Because you look brown today.
Oh, do I? No. Yeah. I did. I was outside yesterday quite a bit, so yeah. Maybe that's why. I didn't deliberately do it.
Okay, I've got a tan from being in the kitchen all day. I was dying yesterday.
Were
25
you?
25 degree day and I'm in the kitchen.
You don't smell like fat today, which is good, like you did last time you were in there.
I smelled like canola oil last time, you know, when I came over.
You did.
Like, yeah, and you got me back with your chicken shit
like
poo.
A cheap takeaway restaurant.
You're still doing your gardening and your chicken. What do you use?
No,
chicken
I haven't put anything out lately. No, I haven't put it. I'm waiting for you to come over, then I'll put it out.
Hey, now, how exciting is it that it's daylight savings now? Because you brought this forward to me a couple of days ago because we were both feeling really exhausted the other day. In fact, for Monday breakfast, right?
Yeah.
We both couldn't work out why we were feeling so exhausted. Daylight savings.
Absolutely. Because, like, we lost an hour.
Makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm caught up now. I'm back into the rhythm.
Back into the rhythm of the city.
Back into the rhythm of the city and
yes.
Sleeping well. So, yeah.
That's great.
You have Bluetooth on your phone, don't you?
Do I have a Bluetooth?
Yeah.
Let me have a look. No. yes, I do.
Yeah, so do I.
Yes.
Well, hackers, IT hackers, we're all nerds, have shown how to take over Bluetooth butt plugs.
What?
I'm not joking. They have. And this is the truth, right? In IT language, this type of test, it's called a penetration test.
Right.
And what they do is they've detected smart toys. They can detect them from outside your house.
So smart toys is like any kind of
anything
smart
toys. That links to via Bluetooth to the internet. And they did prove it with one, and it went absolutely berserk. And and now there's this cult developing. It's called the practice of taking over smart sex toys. It's known as screwdriving, and it comes from war driving, which
painful.
Is a hacker term for finding Wi-Fi networks while you're driving. So, the researchers wrote that one could drive the device's motor to full speed, and as long as the attacker remains connected over Bluetooth, there's no way that the owner can stop the vibration. So you can't.
My God.
It's not like you can.
So you can drive the actual.
Yeah, because it only allows one connection at a time.
God.
So if they override your connection, you've lost. You've
lost. Just imagine a little head bopping up and down in their car, uncontrollably.
Stop it! You've lost complete connection.
I'd love that.
So, oh, how fun!
That's a bit spontaneous.
How fun!
Imagine
wouldn't
that
it
on
doing
the freeway.
It, you'd see it look through the window.
Your dog, Fuzzy, loves peanut butter like you do,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah, we're both
well,
crazy.
Well, guess what? There's another dog that loves peanut butter, maybe more so than Fuzzy.
Really?
And he's got an 18.5 centimetre tongue. He's little St. Bernard. Well, he's not little. He's massive. And his tongue is massive.
18.5
yeah, it just
centimetres.
Hangs out of his mouth. Like, it sweeps the floor. It's massive.
What would you do with
it? And he's so cute, but what would you do with a tongue like that?
Like that.
Don't get dirty, Warren.
Think of the things.
But you know what? I just wonder whether it would be really uncomfortable for the poor little bugger.
Yeah.
Like sweeping the floor every time he, you know.
Yeah.
But he loves peanut butter.
Well, see, Fuzzy is unbelievable with peanut butter. Mm. So whenever I plough through containers of the stuff.
Oh, you had two jars last night, didn't you?
I just do. But it's good protein and it's good fat.
Not two jars, buddy.
No, it is. It's good.
It's not good for you.
Good for muscle growth.
Yeah, whatever.
Fuzzy, now as soon as I finish, I put the jar on the ground, and he must have
licking
a pretty
away.
Long because he can get 3/4 of the way down the jar.
Yeah,
and it's all clean. It's perfect.
It's so no brown bits.
No
at all?
Brown bits at
wow.
all. He licks the whole jar out perfectly.
Oh my God!
Just the bottom bit.
Maybe we should get him to hang out with this little Bernard, St. Bernard, 18.5 centimeters.
Compare the size of their tongues,
mate.
18
talk
centimeters.
Talk about a licking.
Yesterday, social media, I reckon social media is making us dumb.
Oh, mate. Hello.
One of my friends posted something saying, we're holding up two pairs of undies, saying, which pair should I wear for the day? I mean, come on.
Mm. Well, look, I've done that before. Like, what gown shall I wear?
For a gown, but your undies. Would you hang up? Would you hold out your undies and say which? You know, and they both looked pretty similar.
It doesn't surprise me, Warren, because when I look at social media today, Facebook and every other Instagram, that's what people do. It's like, what shall I eat? They post their eggs because, for breakfast. They poach their, like, honestly, like, everything is posted
because they can't make a decision themselves.
Exactly. So, well, being on social media is basically having an audience.
Can you choose your undies in the morning?
Basically.
Do you want me to choose them?
I'd love for you to choose my lingerie.
Post them in the morning and I will. Because Instagram's actually making its stories more interactive by adding a new polling feature.
Right.
So you can say which one. So
you're kidding.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the results show and you can, you know, you can see what the, you know, progressive results are. But what sort of polls are you going to put on Instagram?
It's bloody crazy,
you know what I mean?
It?
You're going to put something...
Let's isolate even more in front of our screen and not connect with humans.
And dumb things
what
down.
What shall I wear, the red lingerie panties, Warren?
Or the purple?
The purple. The ones with the hole in it, just convenient for you. Which one would you choose, Warren, the red or the purple with the hole in it?
The one with the hole in it. Mine have all got holes in them. But if you think about it, maybe we could have saved 120 or plus million.
Yes.
And done the postal poll.
That's a bloody great idea,
on an
Warren.
Instagram polling feature. That would have saved a fortune.
Unbelievable.
And it probably would have been more accurate,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I'm still going to go with the purple. I like
with
the
holes in them. Choose tomorrow.
I was in the kitchen all day yesterday with a lovely chef. She was amazing, actually, very, very funny. But I had to make a lot of food. And as you know, I'm a vegan, yeah?
Yeah.
But I was I had to try stuff because you can't be a chef without trying
stuff,
yeah?
Oh, you had to eat? So you had to have non-vegan.
So I had to have non-vegan stuff. I had to try the stuff that I was cooking. And I'll tell you what, darling, I could be on the toilet bowl all morning today because the dairy and the eggs
are
not agreeing with my body. I made lots of... I made these really beautiful vegetable lasagna and frittatas and stuff for the main display window. But, darling, the dairy is just coming up. The feta, which I love, is just coming out of me like you have no idea. But I found also that because when I'm in a kitchen, I'm working in a kitchen, I just eat and eat and eat and eat and eat. And I wanted to ask you the same question because you're in corporate world.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever used to go crazy on the snacks because you were bored at work?
I actually think there's a real bad snack habit in the corporate world. I don't know what it is, and maybe it's changing slowly, but, you know, junk. This thing of junk and having sweets in and lollies in meeting rooms and you know, it's birthday cakes every time someone who you don't even know has a birthday, and it's just constant sugar.
It's interesting you say that because even if you go to the GP, depending which one you go to, they've got jelly beans and lollies sitting at the front for you to – and sugar is so toxic and dangerous
it's
for you.
Everywhere. You pump it into it. And when I think about it, you know, there was a time where I was working like 13-hour days so hard and I was just putting on so much
weight. So
you
were a little fatty karate, were
you?
Oh,
my goodness, because it was just there. And it was the culture
Where does
eat.
Your weight go?
Oh, on the belly. Always go.
So you get a bit of a beer gut, do you?
It goes on the belly.
Because apparently there's a survey has found that snacking in the office adds up to an astonishing 100,000 extra calories a year. This average total consumed annually in chips, cakes, sweets, chocolate and milky or sugary drinks by women at work is equivalent to 50 days food intake. So apparently women are doing it more than men, but I don't know about that survey because I reckon there's a lot of blokes that are
absolutely. And we tend to put it on around the sort of midsection first.
Yes.
Anyway.
Did you find that you lost the weight when you got out of corporate?
No, as soon as I stopped sugar, just dropped off.
Wow.
Completely dropped
off. There you
off.
Go. That's very inspiring,
I agree with this
survey.
This survey.
Get off the lollies.
We're pretty lucky here at Joy. We don't get too much stuff.
So they don't give us anything, yeah? They just give us water.
Just give us water.
You know what I mean? Room temperature.
That comes out of a tap. I reckon if you think about this yes postal vote.
Yes.
And look, we all know it's a waste of money and.
Hello!
All the negative
120
things.
$120 million to tell me that I'm worthy.
Exactly.
Hello!
It's horrible. But I was thinking, and I was having a chat to a friend of mine, there's a positive side.
I'm sorry if I blew everyone's ears.
There's a positive side to this, and that is that it's forcing. You've got to make a decision, right? It's forcing people to make a decision. Are they going to vote yes or are they going to vote no? And a lot of people are confronting. You know, they're in a shame. They're
in a trial.
And I reckon there's going to be, and people are attending seeing protests for the first time. There's a whole level of activism that's been generated. And I reckon over time this is actually going to make us a lot stronger.
Of course
it is. And it's forcing families and kids to talk to their parents
and
say, hey, you should be voting yes. And it's creating all of these discussions.
It's exactly doing that. It's taking it out into the light, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. So if there is a silver lining in it, I think it's going to be that a lot of us are going to feel a little bit more wholesome.
Yes, absolutely.
By the end of it.
Yeah, face our fears.
Face our fears, yep. Absolutely. So, I mean, still a load of rubbish having to do it, but...
Of course.
There's always a silver lining in everything. And also, we're actually going to get a new TV movie all about gay rights.
Well, what
and
is it?
It's been reported in Pink News. It's called Riot, and ABC and Screen Australia have joined forces for Riot, which is going to be a TV movie about homophobia in the 1970s and the struggle for equal rights.
Oh, how fantastic.
It'll be filmed over the next month in Sydney, and the ABC have said they're targeting a 2018 release date. And it follows the real-life journey of Lance Gowland, who was a passionate activist within the gay rights movement in Sydney.
He was a rebel.
He was a rebel.
He was such a rebel.
And Sally Kaplan, who's head of production at Screen Australia, said, and I quote, "Next year will mark the 10th anniversary of Lance Gowland's passing, and now is the perfect time to tell the story of this iconic and highly effective activist."
He got arrested. You know, he got arrested in Mardi Gras in 1978 for having the truck right in front. And he's done so much for the gay movement. So he's a real hero.
Absolutely. So yeah. it's going to be coming out next year. So
how
we can
fantastic.
Look forward to that.
Yes. Say yes.
You're on Yes 94.9.
Hey, now listen, I am obsessed with Sophie Monk. I think she is so adorable. More so, I mean, visually she's great, but the inside counts, mate, and she's just a bogan and I love her.
You identify with her?
She embraces her inner bogan and she's not embarrassed to do so. And I really love her. So I've never gotten into Bachelor and Bachelorette, but this time round I am, simply because she's got me. And I think she's actually very genuine. She really wants to find love, Warren.
Now, I haven't watched it, but you just showed me the guys. Now,
oh my God,
looking
the guys,
at them all,
the guys are all hot.
I want to embrace, is it Eden?
Yeah, you'd do all of them.
Oh.
But Eden was on last night. She gave him a rose. He is so, so beautiful.
He looks beautiful.
And he's really, really young. So Sophie has some concerns, okay? She really wants to find love, but she's finding that, you know, a few of the guys are actually quite young. So they brought in some intruders last night. They brought four guys. They turned up in a helicopter and they were much older. So they're in their late 30s to 40s, mid 40s. I tell you what, if I was Sophie, I wouldn't know where to go with this, because they're all quite beautiful. Like, so, I'd fall in love with all of them, because I fall in love with anyone. You just got to look at me and I'm yours.
So what happens with these older guys come in?
Yeah.
and what happens? The other ones get booted out? Or?
Well, yeah, they get booted
adds
out.
To the mix.
So four guys got booted out last night. So she chose two of those guys that turned up last night. But I would find it really, would you struggle with this? Because there's like a lot of hot guys, right?
Well, you've just shown me a photo of all the guys lined up.
And who
I could probably pick, I reckon, definitely Eden.
Oh, my God, I so want Eden.
He's definitely one. And is it Luke?
Yes.
Yeah, probably those two out of all of them.
Attracted to Hayden, but Hayden got evicted last night.
Okay, it looks like there's a couple of narcissists in there too.
Oh, darling,
so
they're all narcissists.
Sniff them out first and get rid of them.
It's the Bachelorette.
Yeah, maybe a handful of them I think would be attractive.
Exactly.
So. But Sophie is a lovely
girl. Yeah, we wish her well, and we'll get her on the show when she chooses her man.
Colin, it's 20 degrees already. It's warming up. It's a great time to exercise. And tomorrow is Walk to Work Day.
Right.
It is, and I was mentioning that in the 7 o'clock news. Tomorrow is Walk to Work Day, and we're being urged to stop making excuses and make walking part of our everyday lives. The annual event supports the work of Diabetes Australia, and CEO Greg Johnson says walking is a simple and effective way to fight the disease.
Walk to Work Day is all about encouraging people to get more walking into their daily lives. We know this can help with the prevention of type 2 diabetes, and through walking, people can also support Diabetes Australia through making a donation.
For more information, visit walk.com.au. You know that one Australian develops type 2 diabetes every 8 minutes.
Oh, wow, God. That's a staggering statistic. My mother suffers from type 2 diabetes and, you know, she's constantly having to manage things. It's really hard
work. What is it? Is it too much sugar? What is type 2 diabetes anyway?
isn't problem with your insulin.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And apparently walking's a great way to help avoid and manage the risk factor. I think my risk, if it's every 8 minutes, one Australian, I think I'm double that risk. But I noticed that on my Fitbit, I've already done 83 steps this morning just running around the running around the Bayside News Centre here.
That must be massive busy there. Effort.
You need to take the dog for a walk, Colin.
Baxter the News Hound will be walkies later.
Thanks, Colin. I've actually been trying. I've been walking everywhere.
Oh, that's great.
Been trying to do that incidental exercise. I take my dog with me to the gym too now. Mm-hmm. I go to
Does
the
he
gym
do
I,
weight training?
No, he sits there and watches though. Everyone loves him. He's like their little mascot now.
I just imagined his little tongue hanging out, trying to pull up some weights.
Trying to pull up some weights with his tongue.
And a trainer holding the weights in case they flatten him.
But we do need to exercise
oh,
more.
Oh, yes.
And a marathon runner who was running in the Peace Marathon by the name of Joseph Urban.
Right.
31-year-old was nearing the end of the race when his genitals popped out.
Oh, my God.
They popped out and he didn't even realise, but he finished.
When you say
regardless.
Genitals, talk me through this because I'm not an expert in that area.
Everything just came
out.
So
the three bits? Or the one?
The three bits.
Oh, yuck.
All came out. So he also, he managed to shave 27 seconds.
Shave?
Off his, shave. 27
So he shaved them?
He shaved them while he was running.
All I can think of is chicken livers for some reason.
Oh, did you? I don't even know why. 27.
Imagine these three things dangling.
They were just dangling out, yeah. Right. And he didn't realise. But
poor bugger.
He shaved 27 seconds off his personal best.
Saved, Warren, not shaved.
No, he shaved it. So maybe that's the secret. Shame. We all need to start running with our private bits hanging out. We might win. Get us over the line.
Might shave some time.
Shave some time. Now, with the postal vote going on at the moment, I wonder how it's making us feel about our public displays.
Just trying to get a yes in there.
Of affection, yes, right?
Yes.
Well, a poll of 5,000 LGBT people found that 38% of respondents feel scared to hold hands with a partner in the street. 38%.
Yes.
And with the figure rising to 58% among gay men specifically.
Wow.
58%.
My goodness.
How scary is that?
That actually really surprises me.
Yeah, me too. Are you afraid to hold hands in public?
Afraid of you right now. You know what? I used to be very, Warren, I was shocking. I was really bad. I actually feel sorry for any ex-partners because I used to say, don't. I'd get really triggered because I'd just feel really uncomfortable being affectionate with my partners.
Yeah.
So I didn't feel good about it. Now I wouldn't give it a crap. I really wouldn't.
Yeah.
I'd display it.
Yeah, me too.
In front of people.
I wonder if
I'd overcompensate, like, you know what I mean? Like, I'll show you if I can.
I wonder if the postal survey is because we're having these conversations and these discussions now, if it is making us more comfortable because, you know, we are talking to our families and our friends and encouraging people to vote yes. Yes, 94.9 with Anastasia and Warren for breakfast.
Yes.
Now, I'm a bit of a greenie.
Are you?
Yeah, I like my nature. My,
do you?
Got my recycled toilet paper.
Oh, so do you use it again after you used it?
Yeah.
How does that work? Talk us through
it. It's post-consumer recycled toilet paper.
Right, so do you put it in the compost and then take it out again?
I take it out again. Right, I got my solar panels, do everything I can.
Oh, you're very good.
But I found something new and I'm really, really pleased with it. There's a new search engine. So you know you use Google or whatever you use. There's a new one called Ecosia. And what it does is as you search, it uses the ad revenue to plant trees.
Oh, my God.
How's that? So they use at least 80% of their profits for tree planting projects all over the world.
We can go hug more trees.
We can hug more trees and their aim is to reforest the world.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
I checked yesterday. They've already planted 14 million trees. Hey, I got hypnotised this week.
Did you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Well,
did you go to a hypnotist?
No. My meditation group that I go to once a week. We sat around.
Yes.
And the guy does hypnotherapy. But he didn't really do it, but he did.
Mm.
But the problem is he said, look, I promise I won't make you cluck like a chicken. And
this is a meditation group?
It was
a cult.
It was a meditation group. But I did get the giggles
I've
over
always
that.
Told you to check the entrance of wherever you go.
I should,
you know what I mean?
I should. Anyway, it was really good.
Mm.
And then at the end of it, he said, did anyone hear the vacuum cleaner?
Okay.
And I didn't hear it. But everyone else heard this.
This is raising concerns
apparently
on my end.
There was some vacuum cleaner. I was the
and
one
a chicken.
Who, I was the one who didn't hear it, and then I got paranoid. I thought, oh, maybe he made me pretend I was vacuuming or something.
Oh, my everyone, God.
I don't know. But it was
so
such
was he doing this? Was it a visualisation, was it?
It was,
like
yeah.
Like you, a chicken was vacuuming?
Anastasia, you have not stopped complaining all morning.
Have I really been doing your
You've
heading,
been doing
I?
My
I'm so
heading.
Sorry.
You, but you were in the kitchen yesterday.
Well, it was 25 degrees and I was in the kitchen for 9 hours, you know what I mean?
Well,
and
it was hard work.
It's intense and you're in the heat, darling, you know what I mean? But I tell you what, I nearly blew my face off yesterday. I was trying to get the gas working, you know, trying to find my way around the kitchen, and I seriously nearly singed my moustache and eyebrows off.
I've done that before.
It was actually quite scary. Like, it was like, poof, in my face.
Oh, no, that is quite I did that once with mice. I must have left the gas on and I hit the little button and boom. And
no
I,
way.
Yeah, got
did
my
Did you
eyebrows.
Get rid of your eyebrows? Yeah. Oh, my God, that's hysterical.
It sort of, they just sort of shrivel up and disappear and then snap off.
That is so funny. I had a friend we used to, when we were in high school, her name's Stephanie. If you're listening, Stephanie, I'm sorry, I have to share this story. But we used to go and have fag breaks, like in the little laneway in Footscray, right? And she once lit up her cigarette. Now, I don't know what she had on her hands. Something went wrong, but she blew off her eyebrows.
Oh my
and she looked, we called her Phyllis Diller for about 3 months till they grew back. The poor darling.
Be careful around that stuff.
Yeah.
Like a guy who was filmed having a cigarette at his car in a petrol station in Bulgaria.
Oh, my God. Don't
and
you really lit up in the station.
He refused to extinguish his butt when asked. And in the clip, you can see the young man, he's smoking next to his car and he's arguing with someone off the camera, and the gas station attendant comes out and starts spraying him with foam from a fire
God.
Extinguisher. Not only that, he left his door open. He then filled his whole car up with it
that
as well.
That is hilarious.
How's that? So don't play
yes.
with...
Yes. Don't play with fire.
Or matches. The Coalition for Marriage are without a venue in Hobart after the casino stopped them from having their event. That's right. They've been left without a venue days before they were supposed to have their big event at Hobart's casino. The gig was set to have Lyle Shelton speaking and Senator Cory Bernardi.
Yep.
So how's that?
They weren't allowed to get married.
Sorry. The venue, casino said, no, you're not having your big no event here. Right. So good on them.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Good on.
Great.
Good.
I just cottoned on. I'm sorry. I was somewhere else.
Another
then.
Thing that's happened in Sydney is a couple have had their rainbow yes letterbox defaced twice.
What do you mean?
So they've got the letterbox and it's painted in rainbow colours.
And they've gotten rid of it.
They specially purchased it and they had yes on it, and it's been damaged twice. And now they're leaving, someone's leaving dog poo on their doorstep.
Are you sure it's not, like maybe it's just dog poo?
No. It's
Are you sure?
Because they've got to go in and put it on. It is just dog poo.
Okay. Because it could have just been a dog having a visit.
No, they've got a gate.
Going, look, I'm going to have a little bit of a break here.
But
this is a long walk.
But, you know, and obviously something's going on in that area, because also there's a rainbow flag that's been defaced outside the Uniting Church. So there's a bit of stuff going on from the no campaign, but I reckon they're making a mistake here with the dog poo.
Of course they are. Why don't you get your dog's poo somewhere?
Well, you know what? I was thinking about this.
I love revenge.
According to the latest polls, it looks like, you know, more people are voting yes. We don't want to get too complacent, though.
That's right.
Because we didn't end up with Brexit and we ended up with Donald Trump.
Exactly.
But if that is true, that means there's more yes voters with dogs.
Yeah, right,
now,
okay.
If this person doesn't stop putting dog poo on this other person's door, I reckon if I look at Fuzzy and how much he does, and we could collect all of that, we get all the yes voters with their dogs.
I agree.
I reckon they are barking up the wrong tree.
They seriously are barking up the wrong tree.
Leave the dog poo alone.
Yep.
Don't start putting it on people's doorsteps.
Exactly.
Or we'll get you back.
We got a message in on 0427JOY949. The dog poo thing is not an isolated incident. We have posters up on our place in North Melbourne and awoke 2 weeks ago to the same thing. Lots of dog poo placed all over our house entry.
What?
Our wonderful greyhound Chloe would love to return the favour to whoever did it, but of course it's anonymous. Disgusting hate tactics from no campaigners. Pete, P.S. We cleaned it all up and put up bigger and more posters. Wow.
Oh, my goodness. We're going to come to the rescue.
This sounds like it's going to be.
We're
going
to come to the rescue.
This is going to be a shit fight, Warren.
We're going to, right.
Like literally a shit fight. We're going to collect our poos.
We're going to collect it. We're going to get fuzzies. We're going to bring it around and you can give it back to the no voters. Anastasia's been
I'm
in the kitchen.
I'm going to the toilet at 9 o'clock for Warren. Send it to P.O. Box Warren.
And you had
your droppings.
You had your dairy
too. Very welcome from Warren.
Oh, no.
He's an environmentalist, apparently.
What did you get from your tooth fairy when you were little?
Oh.
Now I'm going to ask you, Warren, what did you get from your tooth fairy?
I got money, probably maybe 10 cents or something.
Oh, how cute. And when you'd lose your teeth, like, how would your parents help you get rid of them? Like, would they tie your tooth to a knot like my parents to a doorknob and then open it?
No, but I do remember twisting one out once and it just...
I remember the twisting too.
But they fell out and... you know, I remember burying them, giving them a bit of a
bury. Giving them a ceremony.
Giving them a little ceremony.
Well, we want to know your ceremony and what did your tooth fairy give you? What did you used to do with your teeth? Because Warren used to bury them and have a ceremony for each tooth he lost.
We used to put them in a glass, I think, beside the bed, on the little bedside table.
Yep.
And then overnight a fairy would come into my room, which has continued to this day, actually.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Thanks so much, Colin.
Leave 5 cents.
Thanks, Colin.
Thanks, darling.
Hey, now listen, you know what I do love? I love the fact that I called out to our listeners earlier on and said, look, you know, we've got 400 likes. We're static about it. We would like 5,000 likes by the end of the show. We've gotten an extra four.
Great.
That's pretty good.
On track.
That's amazing. We've only got 15 minutes to get another 5,000, which, please, we really need to be licked and liked. All you need to do is type in Anastasia and Warren, lick us and like us, and you will be part of a community, our community. Now, we've just put up a classic episode. And the reason I say classic is because I caught up with Effie like years ago and it's actually a really, really funny podcast.
It's worth listening to.
It's like we're both competing for the microphone. I kid you not, two wog buff heads going for it. If you want to listen to it, just head over to our page.
Anastasia and Warren.
Exactly.
A child has accidentally swallowed a party horn.
I beg your pardon?
You know one of those party horns?
I shouldn't laugh. That's dangerous.
It's really dangerous. They make this sound. You know those things? The horrible little things?
Yeah.
And the poor guy was in Argentina, but he every time he opened his mouth...
How old's this little boy?
I haven't got the age.
Okay, that's
great. I'm 8 years old.
So every time he spoke, the horn came out?
Yeah, it became lodged in his trachea, and every time he opened his mouth to breathe, that's the sound that came out.
Aww.
How horrible would that be? How frightening.
That is terrible. So talk us through it. Did it have to go to the hospital?
Yeah, he had to go to the hospital. I mean, he could still
breathe. Trying to communicate to the doctor. There's something wrong with me.
He'd be sounding like that. He did. He just swallowed it accidentally.
Oh, the poor darling.
Yeah, which makes
you must have been a tiny little horn.
Yeah, they're only tiny. They're about a centimetre long, these little things, and they're in the...
Maybe we should get you one. You know the... Shut you up. How much better would our show be if you just reacted to me every time I spoke?
Anastasia, like you're on Joy.
Another show under our belt, darling.
That's it for
us. How's that?
Yes.
You say yes. Hey, now listen, you know what really excites me?
What?
We're back tomorrow morning at 6:30.
Back tomorrow morning, 6:30.
The other thing that I really want to reiterate to all our listeners that's really important for us, we don't really give a damn about social media.
No.
Like our ego is the last thing that...
Couldn't care less.
We don't care, right?
Couldn't care less.
We hate narcissists, but we really would like some more licks and likes on our page, right? So all you need to do is head over to Anastasia and Warren, type in Anastasia and Warren on Facebook, lick us and like us, and you'll see photos of us. We're beautiful looking people. Especially Warren. Warren is so handsome. If you want to see muscles, head over to our page. He's incredibly gorgeous. And we've got all our podcasts there. It's very interactive. A brand new podcast has just literally gotten off the press with me and Effie in 2012.
It's worth listening to.
It's
that
worth
one.
Listening to. It's 16 really minutes of shits and giggles. She tells me how to have sex with a man. She's hilarious. I'm hilarious. We're competing for attention. Get on there, lick us and like us. See you tomorrow morning.
See you tomorrow. And don't forget.
Uncle Gonzo.
Tomorrow.
Say yes.
Shut up.
Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.